Zay isn't just a great public intellectual. He's also a brilliant community builder. And the community of people that built up around these videos was, in many ways, a community of learners. So we played Zay Frank at chess collaboratively, and we beat him. We organized ourselves to take a young man on a road trip across the United States. We turned the earth into a sandwich by having one person hold a piece of bread at one point on the earth, and on the exact opposite point of the earth, have another person holding a piece of bread. I realize that these are silly ideas, but they are also learny ideas. And that was what was so exciting to me. And if you go online, you can find communities like this all over the place. Follow the calculus tag on Tumblr, and yes, you will see people complaining about calculus, but you'll also see people reblogging those complaints, making the argument that calculus is interesting and beautiful, and here's a way into thinking about the problem that you find unsolvable. You can go to places like Reddit and find subreddits like Ask a Historian or Ask Science, where you can ask people who are in these fields a wide range of questions, from very serious ones to very silly ones. But to me, the most interesting communities of learners that are growing up on the internet right now are on YouTube, and admittedly, I am biased. But I think in a lot of ways, the YouTube page resembles a classroom. Look, for instance, at Minute Physics, a guy who is teaching the world about physics.
Let's cut to the chase. As of July 4th, 2012, the Higgs boson is the last fundamental piece of the Standard Model of Particle Physics to be discovered experimentally. But, you might ask, why was the Higgs boson included in the Standard Model alongside well-known particles like electrons and photons and quarks if it hadn't been discovered back then in the 1970s? Good question. There are two main reasons. First, just like the electron is an excitation in the electron field, the Higgs boson is simply a particle which is an excitation of the everywhere permeating Higgs field. The Higgs field, in turn, plays an integral role in our model for the weak nuclear force. In particular, the Higgs field helps explain why it's so weak. We'll talk more about this in a later video, but even though weak nuclear theory was confirmed in the 1980s, in the equations, the Higgs field is so inextricably jumbled with the weak force that until now we've been unable to confirm its actual and independent existence.